where to go. Hell's in our churches. Now these men was leading these children to Sunday school, and they cuss, get drunk. Well, now the church of Christ spoke about you can't do that. It's a holy place. Well, you see, now we got everything in our, we got anything. Now these men got killed yesterday as members of churches. You just think about it. Now old liquor stores run by church folks. Dance halls run by church folks. Beer taverns run by church folks. Old sinner can't have a party. Church folk give him and invite the sinner. Now these men was running up and down the road the other night, and no doubt I'm pretty sure the white woman died. She left the hospital working, and them in the road drunk and run into her.
That seem right, does it?
That's right.
Well, anyway, when I was talking about, what's his name, Mr. Bob, your friend, well, back when he used to cut hair, did you, what would you call that thing, that big long leather thing that he sharpened?
A razor strap. Mm-hmm. Now, he shaved them and cut the hair too then. Mm-hmm. He used straight razors.
You don't see those in the barbershop
don't
downtown anymore.
Don't see them. Now, that's used to all you see was a straight razor.
Yeah, you were talking about hunting yesterday. You say you'd use shells in a shotgun. What would you put in a revolver or a rifle?
Cartridge.
Talking about, General, when you were a young boy, did you ever play on something that might be, you know, anchored right there in the middle and the ends would go up and down? You know,
flying Jenny.
Is that what you called it?
That's right. Now, this was seesaw you talking about.
Oh, yeah, going up and down.
Coming up and down this way, you know.
And you'd say the kids are doing what? They're out in the backyard.
They seesawing.
Yeah.
Well, now this flying Jenny I'm talking about, you cut a tree down and split it and trim the stump and slip this over it.
Yeah.
And one get on this end and one on the other and get it to going around and around. They call that a flying Jenny riding. Well, that's the way children used to play. They don't do that now. They didn't have no buggies, no cars, or nothing to ride then, and they read that and use swingers. They jump ropes.
Have you ever heard of anything else that a little kid might play on that's fixed at both ends, you know, instead of the middle, and you jump up and down on the middle? Have you ever seen anything like that? Never seen anything like that? Okay. And, you know, something that everybody has, you know, that might be suspended from a limb, and you have a plank right there at the end of the rope.
Swinger.
Yeah.
That's right.
I bet you had one in your yard, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to have one. Man, I laughed another night. They got these new swingers, you know, and they call themselves pump in them. They'd go way up. And I was sitting out watching some little old kids in a swinging one day, and some little other kids had never seen none of these, what the factory made, you know, and he just went walking up to a bunch where they was scooping, you know, and just as he got up close enough, they come back and caught him right under the neck. And they carried that younger by firm hit that fence and throwed him flat in his back.
I bet you
no walked up on that note.
I bet. Gerald, we were talking about a fireplace a while ago. What would you call a container that you keep coal in next to the fireplace?
What you keep what?
A container that you keep coal in.
Coal.
You ever seen one of those?